Well, once again, good morning, to you all. Well, that was good and enthusiastic. Thank you. Today, we have designated in our parish the name Welcome Back Sunday. Now, I know that some of you never went away, but it's sort of typical, it's sort of tradition in our parishes and many other parishes that when we get to September, we sort of have a special Sunday where we say to each other, welcome back. Because we all know that even though church and ministry, well, they continue all throughout the year, even through the summer months, usually once we get to the end of the Easter season, we get to that Feast of Pentecost, well, things tend to taper off a little bit over the summer. Families are taking vacations, kids are out of school, people are taking trips to one place or another. But now we're well into the month of September. And with schools back in session and most people back in town, we take the time to intentionally say to one another, welcome back. It's a warm greeting, you know, that we extend to people we know. Actually, my wife Cindy and I were gone last week. We were out in Washington State. She was actually doing some work with the video production and communications people there in Seattle. And I got to just play and go spend time with children and grandchildren. And first thing, when I walked in the door this morning for the first service, someone said, welcome back. It's something natural that we say to people that we have a relationship with. It's a warm greeting, as I said, we extend to people that we know. Our welcome is something that we offer out of friendship, out of appreciation for other people. A welcome is often about hospitality. You welcome people into your home. You know, you offer them maybe something to drink or a bite to eat. We welcome people with a generosity of spirit, right? We have a generosity of spirit here in this congregation and in your own lives, people who give up their time or give up of their resources in order to make others feel comfortable or maybe to reach out and help other people. To be welcomed, it's about the joy of gathering together. Gathering together. And as Christians, we gather together, and when we do, we bring everything of our lives. We bring our hopes, our dreams, our fears, our joys, our sorrows, our regrets. We bring all of those, and we hold them up before God, even as we bow down at the foot of the cross. Now, we may not consciously think about that, but that is what we do. And to bow down at the foot of the cross is something that perhaps we don't say out loud very often. Perhaps we don't acknowledge it enough. Because, see, we don't come to church because it's a social club, although we do have social connections. We don't come to church because it's a social service agency where we're going to sign up to help others, but we do sign up and help others. We come to church because the cross of Jesus Christ is an invitation. It's an invitation into the unbroken love of God. You ever think of the cross as an invitation? It's the whole reason for us to be here. The cross was and is the everlasting sign that nothing in heaven or on earth can separate us from the love of God and Jesus Christ. Nothing, that is, except our willful neglect or rejection of God's invitation. Or maybe more sadly, if a person has never received the invitation in the first place. The truth of the matter is that none of us would be here to be welcomed back if we hadn't first been invited, if we hadn't first been here. I mean, how can anyone return to something that they've never known? Right? But we've all been invited. And as Christians, we are invited to know God. To know God through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. To know God through the Bible stories that we hear read. To know God through the sacraments that we share. To know God through the prayers that we offer for others and for ourselves. It's all an invitation into that. But Christians are also called to reach out and to invite others to know the love of God. Now, I talked about this, I don't know, a month or two ago. I said, you know, how was it that you first came to church, you know, in your life, and how did you first maybe find your way here to St. James? But another way to put that is to say, how were you invited to know God through a worshiping community? Do you remember? Do you remember? Many of us were brought as children, right? So we may not remember our initial invitation because we were brought to church. But why did you stay? You know, I grew up about three blocks from the local Episcopal church. I thought I came from a long line of Episcopalians. Apparently, my mother went to a Baptist church when she was in New Orleans because the family lived close to a Baptist church. When they moved up to New Jersey, the Episcopal church was the closest one. So I'm an Episcopalian by chance, by geography. And we only lived three blocks or so away. So when I was young, my parents, I was the youngest of seven children, my parents would put us in the car and drive us over just three blocks. As I got older, we were left on our own. That if you're going to go to church, you walked. It was actually a wonderful gift my parents gave because I had a choice. And I chose to go. There were a lot of cute girls there in that youth group. I actually dated the rector's daughter for a while. They went through dance class together. But I went for some social things, but the other stuff sort of soaked in. I mean, I became an acolyte. I was involved in the youth group. I played my guitar in folk masses. I got involved in some ministries. And I stayed. Although I, like maybe many of you, I got to be a young adult and I kind of wandered away for a while. But I found my way back. So that's another question. Why did you stay? Or if you went away for a while, what brought you back? What brought you back to church? Is that the same reason that you're here now? Or have you continued to find new and different reasons to return? And now that you're here, and you call this place your spiritual home, and the place you come and do ministry, the place you're connected with others in prayer and in sacrament, think about who could you invite, because you were invited, who could you invite this next week to come and see what you have found here at St. James? What is it that's important to you that makes you return week after week and year after year? If it's important to you, it might be really important to someone else as well who's never received the invitation. Why is it that you come back from week after week? And if you can name that, tell somebody what it is. You know, if you've seen a movie that you like or you read a book that's interesting, you often will share that with other people, right? Well, you ought to see it. You ought to go. I want to go a second time. I'll go with you. What about St. James? What brings you here? What is it about God? What is it about Jesus? What is it about the people here at St. James that you could tell others about? See, in the end, it's all about finding your own voice, finding your own words, and then using that to invite. When Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" he received a variety of answers from his disciples, but all of those answers reflected a range of opinions that were all based on the expectations of others. Well, some say, "John the Baptist, you must be John the Baptist come back," or "You're Elijah who has returned," or maybe one of the other prophets, because people were speaking out of their expectations. We can all be influenced by what other people think. Maybe we haven't taken the time to consider an answer for ourselves, or sometimes it just might be easier to go along with the opinions of others. But what Jesus really wanted to know is, but who do you say that I am? Who am I to you? And what is our answer? If Jesus were to walk in that door right now and say, "Who do you say that I am?" what would you say? And if he said, "Now you go and tell somebody else about me," can we tell it in a way that might be an invitation? It might be an invitation for others to come and to see for themselves. You know, beginning this fall, the clergy and the bishop of the Episcopal churches in Delaware have committed themselves to exploring that question and other questions. Not as a program for church growth, although it would be wonderful if we can share what we found here and others come and find it for themselves. It's not a program for church growth, but it's a way to try to focus ourselves to walk faithfully as followers of Jesus Christ, to go and tell the world about what we have found. And the first phase of our exploration is being a people and a congregation that proclaim their love by God. Now, as a little promo, and it's actually in your bulletin today, and we've been putting information out about it. What did I do with mine? Oh, there it is. In your bulletin, there is, on October the 20th, a program called Invite, which is what I've been talking about today. Invite, Welcome, and Connect. It is not a program. It is a way of being the people of God. It is something that was developed by a woman, Mary Palmer, who was Episcopalian, and they applied it in the diocese of Dallas, one of those Texas dioceses. She now does it full time and goes around the church. There's all sorts of online resources that we can plug into all on our own. But Mary Palmer is going to be here on October the 20th. Christ Church Christian 100 is going to host her. And the diocese is putting on this conference. We already have we have four people I know of so far from our congregation who have signed up to go to this conference. And we're up to, are we close to 300 people? I know we were over 200 people have already read from around the diocese, have registered to go to this. Now, I would love for you all to go. And some of you hopefully will be able to go. But know that even if you don't go, you're going to keep hearing about this. The clergy had begun talking about this months ago. The bishop then actually led the bishop. Isn't that nice? The clergy, the diocese said, "Hey, we have something here we're interested in." And the bishop has come into it and he's signing on to this and is helping to promote this. And says, we want to commit to this over the long haul. Of how do we as individual Christians, how do we as individual congregations have an open invitation to people as to what it is they might find when they come into any one of our churches. And of course, the next step is, how do we welcome those who do come? You know, because you can invite people in, and if you don't talk to them or you ignore them, What is the good of that? How do we welcome them? And then finally, how do we connect them in to be doing the things with us so that we share ministry together? So you've heard me today. I've been talking about inviting. Next week, guess what the topic's going to be? Welcoming. Guess what the topic's going to be the week after that? Connecting. Very good. Very good. Because it all goes in, actually, with our gospel readings as well. Jesus invited those disciples to say, "Who do you say that I am?" To believe in Jesus Christ is to know God and what we are being called to is that knowledge that we have, that it would turn it into a desire to share that love, that knowledge, and that experience with others. May God bless us all on this journey. I've offered this to you today in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.